and everyone else is like really stressed out and serious all the time.
Yeah.
And like, it's just, that does not a comedy make.
No, literally. It's like, you know, any giant blockbuster has like two sides. Like, it's like a Shakespeare play.
Yeah, exactly. Like Hamlet is a comedy because of the gravedigger scene.
Yeah. Like, it's, I don't know. And then they also have like, besides the TV shows, they have like a limited series kind of thing, like for mini series. They nominated True Detective Night Country,
which is a TV show.
It's the
fourth season of a show just because it's like different.
But I'm like, they couldn't even think of six mini series to even nominate because that is not good enough to deserve a nomination, in my humble opinion. But I haven't seen most of these. I heard Ripley was really good and I didn't see it. So maybe that one will win.
But again, we already have the movie. Folks, we already have the Matt Damon film. We don't need...
Yeah, but this is in black and white, so it's different.
That's right.
and then they also divide all the acting and actresses into genre for TV
shows. I just hope the Japanese guy wins for Shogun. I can't remember his name.
He better... Hiroyuki Sanada.
Cool.
Sorry, that was terrible pronunciation. But yeah, I hope he wins. Not only because I've only seen Shogun of all these shows, but because
he's really, really good.
So go him. There's just, you know, there's a lot of awards. There's a lot of people in each category. I just feel like too many awards.
Too many awards.
And they need to wrap it up. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Golden Globes. Please relax.
I'm sick of these participation trophies.
Actually, cinematic achievement is a participation trophy. 100%. Like, that is ridiculous.
But that said, if you love participation trophies and would like some goodies to congratulate you for participating in something, may I recommend the cfrc.ca/donate link to go to our funding drive. You can get all sorts of participation coasters, t-shirts, canvas bags. You can pick songs. If you donate enough, we'll invite you onto the airwaves. You can yuck it up with us.
Mm-hmm.
We can shoot the breeze.
Exactly.
And cut the mustard together.
Yeah, you can tell us all your thoughts on the 17 different Golden Globes. Just simply for acting in television, there's like 30 different categories. So you can be mad about that too.
Yeah.
You know?
Please, no, at this point, it's cooler to have not won a Golden Globe.
Literally, I'm going to tell everyone that I'm the only one. Anyway, what do we have up next?
Funding drive, check it out. We really appreciate it. Yes. Helps us have fun here and reach more people with our lovely new antenna. Up next, we've got new Fred again. I've been trying to get into this Fred again character. Everyone's been hooting and hollering about Fred again.
Yeah.
So we're giving him a try. This is Fred again with Angie McMahon.
McMahon.
It's Light, Dark, Light.
Life, death, life again, sky to ground, sky. Said you're gonna shoot me down, put my my body in the river. Shoot me down, put my body in the river while the whole world sings. Sing it like a song. The whole world sings like there's nothing going wrong. He shot her down, he put her body in the river. He covered her up, but I went to get her and I said, my girl, what happened to you now? I said, my girl, we gotta stop it somehow. Sick and sad. Tell me what's a man with a rifle in his hand gonna do for a world that's all gone mad? He's gonna shoot me down, put my body in the river, cover me up with the leaves of September like an old sad song. You heard it all before. We'll deal you gone, but I'm settling the score.
Folks, hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard The Body Electric by Hooray for the Riff Raff. Oh my god, folks, I've been listening to a lot of Hooray for the Riff Raff. The new record, I have not even tried yet because I've just been reminiscing on the old records, which are so good, including this one. Before that, we heard Bebe and Una with Compasses, and right at the top we heard a brand spanker from Fred again and Angie McMahon, Light Dark Light.
Yes, we watched Anna Karenina.
Yes,
me for the 17th time, Dean for the first time.
You've been trying to get me to watch this movie for years and years.
And of course, I mean the Keira Knightley one. I have not seen the other ones. I'm sure they're great too. But yes. the Keira Knightley one is so good. Probably Joe Wright.
Joe Wright. That's right.
But I could be wrong.
No, you're right. I just forgot his name.
But Joe Wright is the best. He's the king. All his movies are so beautiful and amazing and really well done. Yeah, it's Joe Wright. Including this one, which the way they like smoosh it all together and make it, I guess they didn't have like $1 trillion to make this movie and do all the sets. And,
like, to film on location in Russia.
Yeah, so they make it like a stage play, but they move around throughout the whole theater and they like have sets come and go and like with different furniture and all that and like different backdrops. And it looks so good and so beautiful and it makes it so fun.
Everyone does a great job.
The acting is great. Yeah. No complaints. For me, 5-star movie. Perfect.
The standout for me, and like someone who I'm not like normally super, super impressed with, but I thought did a super, super good job, Jude Law, folks.
Yeah,
Jude Law kills it in this movie.
He's really good.
Yeah, and he's looking like really bald and sad. Yeah, it's awesome.
They made Jude Law ugly. How? You know? I guess you just make him bald.
Yeah.
Makes, you know. But so good.
Yeah, it was really good. I saw, okay, what is your take? Because I was reading some reviews, and a lot of people complain about Knightley's performance, and particularly, like, during the affair, they say that she is not nearly as, like, sympathetic or compelling as the book is, which, like, hard to compare someone's performance to one of the greatest books ever written.
Yeah, a movie has like 2 hours. A book can make you really, like, that book is so long. You can sit with her emotions and her motivations for like hours and hours. Like, Keira Knightley has like 5 seconds to be like, oh, I really love this guy. I don't know. I
think she does a fine job.
I think she's great in this
thought it was
movie.
A very well-structured, well-plotted adaptation. Admittedly, yeah. I've not read the book yet, but maybe that's next year's New Year's resolution, perhaps.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, like, she's not sympathetic in the movie.
But she's not being sympathetic. She's kind of being terrible.
Yeah, and maybe in the book she's super really sympathetic. I need to read the book. But you know, as far as portraying like someone that's in love and is like throwing their like life away for love, I think she does a great job. Yeah. Like, it's such a great movie. I don't know.
And yet we also of course have to shout out Tom from Succession. His name is
Matthew McFadden. Best actor ever.
He does like the perfect little like chipmunk smile at one point. It's delightful. He's a delight as always.
Oh my gosh.
I wish he was doing a Russian accent. No one does Russian accents is the one thing, but other than that, it's a pretty good movie.
Yeah. Ugh, man. I have no notes. I don't even have anything to say, because normally when I complain about a movie, I can go on for like 50 years, but I love this
What's
movie.
Your favorite dress that she wears?
The iconic, like the big purple one that she wears when they're dancing. Yeah. It's on the cover. It's a great dress.
It's a good dress.
Keira Knightley has some iconic dresses in her career, like the one from...
The green one from... Atonement.
That's won like a bunch of awards for being like one of the most iconic movie dresses ever. That is also a Joe Wright ex-Keira Knightley movie. Ugh, those are the best kind of movies ever made. I don't know what to say. Like, they're a good working duo. And also,
two great taste.
Keira Knightley and Matthew McFadden working together, also a great duo. Also a Joe Wright movie, no? The other Pride and Prejudice,
also Joe Wright.
Wow, Joe Wright...
She's his muse,
...is a king.
Sure.
Like, he just makes movies for me personally, so thank you, Joe. You are the best. I need to see... Yeah, I didn't.
Darkest Hour, made specifically hour, for you. Now we have to watch Darkest Hour.
Oh, awesome. No, but he made Cyrano, my least favorite movie of all time.
Oh, did you actually watch it?
Cyrano?
Yeah.
We watched it together. We've complained about it on Indie
Makeup. We did not watch it together, did we?
What are you talking about?
Did we watch the full thing?
Dude, it's the one...
I thought we just saw the trailer.
That the National did the soundtrack.
Yeah, I know.
We were so mad.
There's no way we watched
it. Oh my God. I'm actually not rehashing this because we've talked about it every single time.
We talk about the Cyrano
National,
all the time.
I bring up Cyrano, yeah. So...
But no, I don't think I've ever seen that.
Are you, like, were you hit on the head? I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, we have to move on.
We're moving on, folks. We're going to play Valley. This track is called Bop Ba.
Away one windy day.
broke. I'm feeling cold, this woman's old. As if she knows something I don't. She's looking bored in my chore. Expensive thoughts on sins and poor. I'm gonna go, I've gotta go. I think my car is getting towed. She said that's not a real window. It's all I feel like. You know, you know, you know, you know, you know. The kind of thing that just grows and grows and grows and grows and explodes.
See it through.
Folks, hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. What did we just hear here?
We just heard When You Hold Me by Peach Loof, or Luffy, I don't know. Before that, Sick Dogs by Hey, Nothing, and at the top, Bappa by Valley.
Yep, that's right. You can't say that title without laughing.
It's so cute. Bappa. It's so fun. Also cute and fun. We've been Christmas shopping for our families, and we like to buy Dean's dad some rocks.
Yeah, and this is just a treatise I'm putting out there to the world generally. You should get people in your life rocks more.
Coal on Christmas? Cool, actually.
Yeah,
coal like is cool an amazing substance.
That's right.
So, rocks rule. We buy people a lot of rocks. Like, actually, we get, like, literally, I would say 50% of our Christmas shopping done at the rock store.
Like, everyone loves a cool little crystal. And, like, there's the two angles of attack, right?
Yeah.
There's the astrology girl style, like, you know, voodoo, like weird magic, charging crystals in moonlight.
Yeah, I don't know if it's voodoo, but yes,
sure, it's, you know,
mysticism of some sort.
There's, you know, they're casting spells and they're like each crystal has different energies.
Yeah,
more power to you.
Yeah,
I suppose. And then there's, you know, rock nerd, you just want to collect all of these different
geologists, except not, you're just, you just like them.
An amateur rock hound.
Yeah.
And you know, that those are the two, that's the dichotomy, but people can fall within, like, it's a spectrum, folks.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And everyone, I don't care who you are, I don't care whether you're 8 or a 100 or 8, you like a shiny rock.
Exactly.
Shiny rock in a cool color. You're not going to say no to that.
Exactly. No, it's so cool. That's why we love the rock sale that happens on Queen's campus.
Yes.
That's a
great... I'm sorry. I imagine it's already happened by now. We should have planned this better. But the rock sale that happens in Miller Hall is the highlight of the year every December.
Yeah. The only place that we can get rocks in Toronto that we know of is, like, super, like... mysticism, like witchy stuff.
They do like tarot readings.
Yeah, I'm like, I would like to buy this rock. I don't know if this is like, you go in there and like, there was a bunch of people there talking last time about how they were going to like change the energies of their life all this stuff. And we were like, okay, like this one is shiny. I like it.
And they were talking about it like someone like people like deciding like to get a condo together or something. They were like, are you really want to like align
our
energies?
Oh yeah, they were
like,
are we going to do this?
Are we going to do this?
Like, what are you
is
guys
this happening
talking
right
about?
Now?
But okay. This it was making me think because I was like, I don't know a lot about mysticism and, you know, doing, and they have like lots of like how to do spells and like herb books and all that stuff. And I do totally see the value of, you know, witchy aligned things because like I, you know, like gardening is cool. Caring about the earth is cool. Like,
it's more tactile. It's less online. It feels better for you.
Yeah. Like thinking about yourself and your emotions is cool. I think like crystals and tarot are just like one way to sort of like analyze how you're feeling and connect with your friends and stuff. And I think that's really fun. And however, I was like, I don't know if I could ever like really buy into it fully. But I was thinking, like, okay, maybe if you're going to sell a lot of rocks and crystals, which have to be, like, mined from the earth. And I have read that they're mostly byproduct of mining, like, oil and other things. So, like,
whatever,
you know, it's not so horrible. But maybe it is nice to be, like, mindful about it, even if it's, like, you cross that threshold into like they have magic powers. At least it's like making you think about your consumption, I guess. If you're like, because if you're going to be bringing things with magic powers into your house, then you need to be like thinking about it, you know. You don't want to bring some crazy energy in.
So I
was like, maybe this is encouraging us to like think about what we buy and have respect for the earth that gives us these minerals, because like they literally come from the earth, and then we're like taking them and putting them in our house. Like, we need to be like thanking the earth for that.
Yeah.
But also, like, the other side of that is like, are we encouraging like a too much consumption of rocks by being like they literally have magic powers and you need to wear them around your neck all the time. I'm a
little afraid it's a little more in that direction. But yeah. Like, as the wise man said, you must have tremendous respect for objects because the world is primarily made of objects and the world is terribly, terribly old.
Who said that?
Lyle.
Who's Lyle?
He's a guy who hangs out in the gym of the tennis academy in Infinite Jest and licks the sweat off of the boys.
Ew, okay.
But he's a genius and sort of a guru of these sorts of things.
I wish you didn't tell me that last part. That's really gross. Okay, well, anyway, that's our story about rocks. We heart rocks.
We love rocks. Folks, get your ma, get your pa, get your sis and your bro a rock.
A rock, yeah.
And that's a rock.
Rock
rock.
On.
Up next, we've got Sam Fender rocking on with The Wild Long Lie. Here we go.
As he rails one again, and turns to me and says, I'm Martin Boris and Jan, full police gear tonight. He said it's tough our sentences, that's what I tried. Seen all that went down stateside, it didn't fly. It's that time of the year again, when your past comes home and everybody you've ever known wants it large. Jimmy's in my ear again with a motor mouth. God, I love the kid, but we need to slow it down.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Shampoo Suicide by Broken Social Scene. Before that, we heard Jake Bug, Seen It All. And right at the top, we heard a brand spanker from Sam Fender. That's Wild Long Lie. Folks, it is now time for your Isopanisad Radio Minute. This is the part of the show where I talk about a Mountain Goat song for longer than the Mountain Goat song runs. And this week, we are listening to Yoga. This is a track off of Devil in the Shortwave, the 2002 EP. It's the third track. And believe it or not, it's a lovely little song. It's about our two characters here. Are in this, I imagine, this little apartment in Mumbai, Bombay, whatever you want to call it, India, trying to escape. They are fixing up passports, making fake passports in order to flee the country. And their relationship is tumultuous. Their shadows are described as boxing, like Punch and Judy. Are you familiar with Punch and Judy? They're like the little weird, creepy puppets. Mr. Punch punches everybody. I don't know. Punch and Judy. There's some animosity here. Of course, the two, need, like so many Mountain Goats protagonists, still need each other and need to get through this together. Why is the song called Yoga? Maybe, you know, they're in Bombay. Maybe they like to do yoga. I think it's sort of, I always read it as kind of ironic, like these two people in this like really high pressure, tense situation, and then naming it after, you know, such a, like a calming meditative practice. And how could you more poetically say that it's, folks, it's nighttime than saying the light ran off it and hid itself in the alleys all across Bombay. Just really gorgeous little song. It's called Yoga by the Mountain Goats. Here we go.
Them up with and the hurricane lamp threw our shadows on the ceiling. I watched them box with one another up there. Punch and Judy, it was lovely, it was awful, it was that kind of feeling when you said it was real sure that there was nothing standing in our way. And the lie ran off and hid itself in the alleys all across. Saw you knock the lamp over while reaching for the scissors, and I wondered how we'd ever get by without it. And you fell into my arms then, sweet and gentle, poison in the water, little doubt about it. And you said that one of us would be all alone someday. And the truth of it echoed inexhaustibly up and down the thoroughfares all across Bombay.
Thank you. knocking on my parents' door. Times have changed. I know this much to be true. It doesn't change the way that I feel for you. And I've been thinking about the way you move, and all the nights you said you had something to prove. And just know that I'll be by your side, my love. Promise that you'll stand up and try to run fast. Don't give up on those dreams, and don't put your life on hold for me. And I'll be here with a smile and my open arms. Love, you could never do us any harm. Closed before, and I can see you aiming for that higher floor. I can say that, baby, you are amazing, and I can promise nothing is a changing. But I've been thinking about the way you move, and all the nights you said you had something to prove. And just know that I'll be by your side, my love. Promise that you'll stand up and try to run fast. Don't give up on those dreams, and don't put your life on hold for me. And I'll be here with a smile and my open arms. Love, you could never do us any harm. Run fast, don't give up on those dreams, and don't put your life. Any harm.
Hello, CFRC listeners. This is Christina Laurie, CFRC's local journalism initiative news reporter. CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st, and you can help CFRC keep our listeners informed on issues that matter with modernized broadcasting equipment and trained team members. Help CFRC hit our $25,000 fundraising goal this year by donating today at cfrc.ca.
Want to help a kitten in need? Check out local nonprofit Napanee Kitten Rescue, which is dedicated to the rescue, rehabilitation, and adoption of homeless kittens and cats. You can help by fostering, adopting, or donating to this great local charity. This kitten rescue helps furry friends from bottle baby kittens who lost their mothers to older cats who need to be socialized. Check out NapaneeCommunityKittenRescue.ca for more information.
Hi, I'm Brian from the Lemon Twigs. This is Michael from the Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Lemon Twigs, and this is CFRC Radio.
Oh, waiter.
Yes, I'd like a bowl of hot alphabet soup.
Hi, my name is Hayden, and I have a new show on CFRC called Alphabet Soup.
A bowl of hot?
Make sure it's hot.
Alphabet Soup is a musical variety show that's live every Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m.
Make sure it's hot.
Right.
Okay, sir. Coming right up.
Tune in.